Busy today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. So we didn't have really a big weather week. So what kind of week did we have, Bob?
Casey, the runs were pretty much normal. I mean, I say normal. I mean, we didn't have a big up. Oklahoma City, everybody keeps talking about less cattle, less cattle. Well, a year ago we had 6,200. This week we had 7,500. And I thought we would be, I thought we'd, a year ago we had a lot more cattle than that, but we didn't. So basically the numbers are steady. We get through May now, I think we're going to start seeing a big change. You know, the sales throughout the state have been, well, Apache was steady what we had a year ago. I mean, not no big up, not no big down. I mean, there was, we had good runs, market's still good. I mean, if you've got a calf weighing under 650, I mean, the demand for them still tremendous. Feeder cattle, we're not seeing a big, we've kind of got the pipeline plugged up going to the feed yards. It just, all that says is May. I don't care what goes on in May or how many less cattle we got in May or how many cattle we got in May. We plug the pipeline up. There's only so many trucks and they can only unload so many cattle at all these feed yards. So that's been an issue in it, but it hasn't affected the market that bad. Maybe on the lesser quality cattle, there's been, you've seen a bigger spread between them and the very front end, but that's been going on all year, but we might see it a little wider right now. But in general, the market's good. Everything's good. We got now north of Apache. I mean, we got good rains. I don't know how far north of up in the panhandle they got it, but I know, like when I come home last night, about I come through Tuttle about 7 o'clock, they was hollering tornadoes and I didn't see one. But anyway, they were getting good rains. I haven't talked around how much they got, but I know kind of north and east of there, they got rains. So, and I guess according to the weather, we've got still a good chance between now and Tuesday to get 1.5 to 2 inches in southwest Oklahoma. And that's what we just all pray for, that if we get that, that'll put us in a lot better shape. And that's what we're needing right now is just rain.
Well, this week I read that box beef's kind of getting a little bit weaker, which that, of course, reflects slower demand. Are you seeing any of that just yet?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're seeing it. I read an article, the same thing. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, they quoted that cheaper. But I did read a deal about demand. The people are still willing to pay up for the ribeye and the strip on the choice end. They backed off the prime, which, you know, they're up until 30 days ago. I mean, prime's what's making our market. But because of the high end, they were moving a lot of it. I think that's backed off a little bit, and that's people aren't eating out as much as they were, you know, and that's just disposable income. In general, we're still moving. We're still moving beef. I mean, you know, when you have a birthday party or a celebration, you don't go eat chicken. You go eat a steak. We've still got demand there.
I think this is beef month, right? So everybody's been celebrating beef.
Hell, it's beef month 12 months out of the year for us.
Me too. But I noticed a lot of folks on social media are like really highlighting the importance of beef and what their favorite beef is and how to eat the beef that they love and all kinds of things. So that always brings awareness to anybody that might think about eating chicken.
Well, if that's on social media, my hat's off to it because I don't have social media, but I'm glad they're doing something positive.
What do you think we're expecting for next week, Bob?
I think you're going to basically, it depends on how much rain we get all through, because I've got two or three customers that's got to come off their wheat and pretty good size shipments. And their statement was, depends on how much rain we get. But unless we just sets in and starts raining, you know, from here through Monday, we'll see lighter market. But in general, I think we're going to see basically about what we've seen Monday in Oklahoma City, you know, 7,500.
And that's pretty normal for this time of year.
Well, it is for the number of cattle we got. I mean, you go back 5, 10 years. I mean, normally, KC, May, we're just covered up. You know, we'll be running those 10 to 13,000 head runs every week in May. We haven't had a normal wheat grazing period in at least 3 years, I know. And normally, you know, people are starting, they're buying calves. They're turning out no later than Thanksgiving. You know, in good years, they'll start turning out the end of October. And we haven't had one of those years where we got to turn out early. I mean, it's been December and January for people that's got enough wheat up to turn out. So that's what's different. But there's still enough cattle moving in May that the feed yards are saying. I mean, our video on Thursdays, when we sell them, they ask, can we have 3 to 5 days to pick those cattle up? And of course, you know, that's generally all workable. But instead of saying, we want to come with them tomorrow, they'll say, we can't pick them up tomorrow. We've already got too many cattle lined up. So, I mean, that's what we're seeing. So we know the pipeline's jammed up for a minute.
Well, how do folks get in touch with you if they have questions?
800-926-9696. Give us a call. Oklahoma City on Monday and Tuesday. Video on Wednesday. Apache on Thursday. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself answer any questions.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you, KC.